This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast, and I am joined today by Jimmy Woodley of Classic RC Company in Crestview. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you're here. You and I visited about a month ago, and I got to learn a little bit about some of your business, but I'm excited for you to share more with our listeners today. So I'm going to just start by letting you tell us all about Classic RC Company.
So Classic RC is a brick and mortar hobby shop up here in Crestview. We primarily deal in surface RC models. So that's going to be RC cars, boats. We do have a few planes, but primarily focus on the stuff that stays on the ground. And of course, we sell all the supporting equipment for them as well.
Yeah, so you have a full little supply shop there with more parts than I can even than I could ever even realize would go on an RC car.
Yeah, and that's really what separates them from the models that you'll find in a department store, is that every single nut and bolt piece and part on these things has a part number associated with it. So they're completely serviceable, just like a full-size car, and customizable as well.
Wow, that's crazy. That's who knew? I never knew till I walked into your shop. So tell our listeners about your journey and how you got started with this.
So I've been living in Florida for about 10 years now, and I moved down here and started working retail at another small business that was just kind of getting off the ground. And I spent 6 years there and really was pretty heavily involved with the operations and kind of learned all of the kind of ins and outs of running a small business, and you know, made a lot of friends and connections. And I saw in the newspaper that the city of Crestview and a local club were working on getting an RC car racetrack built here in Crestview. So I wasn't really doing much RC at that point, but I did a lot when I was a kid. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to get one of my old models out and go enter it in at the races. And I very quickly realized that there was not a local store. And also, you know, nobody was racing the type of car that I had. So I reached out to the guys at the club, and after talking a little bit with them, thought that, you know, that this is kind of an unserved need here, not just in Crestview. We have customers that come clear from Panama City, Fort Walton Beach, even southern Alabama as well.
So are you the only shop of your kind in this area then?
Yes. Okay. The nearest one is in Pensacola.
Okay. And so there's a racetrack in Crestview. Okay. So tell me a little bit more about that.
So the racetrack used to be located in Fort Walton Beach. It's called B&T RC Raceway. And those guys have been in the area and racing consistently for the last 30 years or so. And things just weren't really working out down in Fort Walton. They didn't really have any. They were on a private property and their rent went up, and the parking situation wasn't good. And it was really tough for them down there. And then the city manager up here in Crestview was meeting with one of the club members' wives, and the topic came up, and they loved the idea and looked at a few different sites and ultimately settled on Brookmead Park, which used to be a roadworks dump, but has now been repurposed into a really cool and unique park, the likes of which nothing like this exists within probably a 3 or 4 hour drive. So it's really, really unique for Crestview, and it does a lot to draw tourism and visitors to the city.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. So I can't believe you still had your car then from when you were a child.
Yep. And I was still able to find parts for it even. And that's really the beauty of these things compared to what you get from a department store. I can't stress that enough, that, you know, a lot of people will come in and they'll initially look at sticker shock, like, oh, that's a lot of money for a toy, but it's actually like a functional little vehicle that, you know, the parts support for these things. A lot of times, some of our most popular models were originally introduced in the 90s. We still carry a full range of parts for those. They're still some of our most popular sellers too.
Oh, wow. Okay. So tell me, what do you think maybe, what's something important you think maybe people need to know about your industry and this hobby that maybe you don't think, or you're, maybe something they might misunderstand or might not know about it?
I think, you know, pretty much exactly what I was just explaining really is the number one thing. Like I said, a lot of people, they'll come in and they'll think that's a lot of money for a toy. But for me, I was introduced to these at a very young age, and mine was fuel powered. So I had to learn a lot about internal combustion engines and how to tune that, set the carburetor properly. And by developing these hands-on skills later on in life, it served me very well, where I was able to start, I would buy a full-size vehicle, and maybe it was just dirty or it had some safety issues or mechanical issues. And because I'd kind of developed an understanding of mechanical knowledge and skills, was able to kind of fix them up, clean them up, turn them and sell them on for a profit. And ultimately by doing that outside of my day job is how I was able to afford to actually open the store. So there's, you know, mine's just one story of many like that, where people have developed an interest and then gone on to become a mechanical engineer or something of that. It's really not uncommon to hear that sort of thing.
Wow. So how long has your store been open now then?
I opened in December of 2019. So we're in year five.
Okay.
It'll be 5 years in December.
Yeah. They say 5 years is kind of like the mark, isn't it? So
right. That's what I've heard three and I've heard five. Fortunately, the store's done very well, so I'm not the least bit concerned about making.
Yeah, that's five. Awesome. 5 years, that's an accomplishment. So you'll have your anniversary later this year. So very cool. So obviously, not everybody gets to work in their hobby or, you know, work in an industry where they get to do something that they love. But what else do you like to do besides racing RC cars? What else do you like to do for fun?
I still enjoy tinkering around with my full size cars too. I don't do it nearly as much as I used to before I became a business owner, but I've got three or four full size Chevrolet pickup trucks, a 1984, a 1996, and then I just got a 2023, as well as the business got it. And then I like to computers. That's my other passion, I guess you could say. I built my first computer when I was in the eighth grade, about the same time I was kind of getting into RC too. So I really, you know, enjoyed working with my hands and building stuff.
Yeah. So is building an RC car working on one very similar to working on a real car with all of the different parts and stuff, like you said?
Yep, it sure is. There's, you know, the shocks and the differentials and the transmissions and stuff have a lot in common, not just with like full size cars, but also sometimes like racing go-karts and things of that nature all operate kind of on similar principles. Even a lawnmower has some similar items. So if you can start building up you can start building up those working with your hands on a pretty low risk item, and it transfers into being pretty handy with other stuff pretty easily.
Okay. So that makes sense then. To your point on these models are so much different than what you would buy at the department store, because I would assume that a lot of those are just some kind of kit or they're just kind of put together. So if something breaks, basically, you're not going to be able to come into a store like yours and just fix it.
Okay. Yeah, they're toys, and I don't say that in like a mean or bad manner, because everybody loves toys. They're fun. That's really how I got my start, was with something that came from Radio Shack. But something that you buy from a department store is not going to be serviceable. So for the first time you get it wet or take it off a sweet jump and don't land it quite right, you're not going to be able to just walk into your local hobby shop, grab a part off the shelf and then fix it. Or if you're not comfortable working on it yourself, maybe you do just want to have it as a really nice toy. We offer a full service as well. So if something breaks, we've got a full-blown workshop as well.
A full-blown mechanic workshop, auto workshop.
Yep.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about your story. Have you had any struggles or any challenges in life that you think have helped make you super successful? And like I said, not everybody gets to work in the field that started as a hobby. So that's very neat that you do that. But what do you think has helped you be so driven and get to where you are?
Yeah, you could say I've been around the block and got a few dues paid for sure. I mean, I was kind of a misfit in school. I couldn't tell you how many times I heard my teachers would say, "You've got so much potential if you would just apply yourself." I was just bored to tears in school and just didn't really work out for me. I spent a little bit of time in the Marine Corps and that didn't work out. I tried going to college, that didn't work out. I probably opened two or three other smaller businesses prior to this one that, again, just did not work out. But each experience was a lesson. And even though it was quite painful at the time, I grew and developed a serious resilience from all of my misadventures. And ultimately, once I kind of hit my stride and realized that all of my hobbies and things that I'd done growing up, building the computers, and then I even kind of worked on designing websites when I was younger as well. All of those things, once I opened the hobby shop, I'm like, it kind of seems like I've been training to do this my whole life. And it just kind of came naturally at that point, So I just always encourage people to, if their kids have an interest in something, to really listen to that and pay attention to it. Because while my parents were supportive, I heard more than a few times, these things are just as expensive as you're putting so much money and time into them. You need to, get a real job and pay for it yourself. And I'm laughing now.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's so cool. So what's something maybe you think you would like our listeners just to know about your shop specifically? I know you've gone over a lot of things, during this podcast so far, but obviously there's not a lot of shops like yours, like you said, in this area. But what's something special about your shop that you'd like listeners to know?
We really put a focus on taking care of customers and building that relationship. We don't really, it seems kind of odd for us. Like, people don't just like come in and say, "Yeah, I like that one." And then we check, they check out and go. We really try and make sure that people, we put a big focus on education is probably the simplest way to explain it. So we want to make sure that people understand that they're buying something that's a little bit different than your typical department store toy. Everything that we've been talking about so far, we really make sure, and especially things like battery safety and warranties, we really try and make sure that people understand as much as we can possibly explain about their models, so that they have the best possible experience with it. And then, with the racetrack, we try and make sure that people understand that the city of Crestview provides that as it's basically a public park. It's a public service. As long as it's not muddy and rainy, or you're not trying to run an absolutely massive RC car on it, it stays open to the public. And it's a really unique thing that, I'm originally from Illinois, and I would have loved to have something like that up there. It wasn't until I opened up the hobby shop that I actually had the opportunity to put an RC car on a racetrack. So it's, the focus that we put on education and the fact that there's such a wonderful facility right here in Crestview is probably the two big things that I'd like for people to take away from our interview.
Yeah. Okay. So you said it's open to the public, but do they hold events or actual races or things like that as well?
Yep. So the, you can, like I said, as long as it's not rainy or muddy or anything like that, it's free, totally free for the public to just go and use, and you can charge your batteries out there. There's outlets provided, street lights, so that you can go in the evenings. And then on the second, the fourth, and if there is one, the fifth Saturday of every month, there is what is called a club race, which is really kind of like a gathering of friends, and a race breaks out. That's the way I like to. the community surrounding the racetrack is fantastic, very welcoming to newcomers. They love sharing their passion and their hobby with anybody that'll listen. And then twice a year we have larger events, or I say we, but I mean the racetrack. And there's one in the spring that just happened, and then there's another one in the fall, which is a charity race where they donate all the proceeds of the entry fees and the raffles that they do. They have charity raffles, and that money is donated to local charities that are doing great work right here in our community.
Okay. So how often do you actually get out and race?
I do.
How often do you get to do that?
I go out for every club race. We've got an enclosed trailer with sort of a mobile hobby shop. So folks go out there and have, you know, if they need help or tires or sometimes parts and stuff like that, we'll oftentimes have it in the trailer. And if not, we have it brought down from the hobby shop on race day. That way you don't have to worry about leaving all your stuff and, you know, driving up to the store to go and get something. But we try and keep that out there on race days. And I'm usually the one that you'll see sitting in the trailer helping everybody and running the cash register.
That's great. That's awesome. It sounds like a really big event. So
it is.
Yeah. Who knew? I had no idea. Well, I really appreciate you. I've really enjoyed hearing all about it, and I hope our listeners have as well. So where can they find out more information, one, about Classic RC Company, your hours, your phone number or website or whatever, and then also where can they find out more about these events at the racetrack?
So we stay pretty active on Facebook. If you just get on Facebook and type in Classic RC or Classic RC Company, we trend pretty well. We're not, like I say, we're not hard to find. You can also go to our website. It's classicrcshop.com. And then the racetrack is called B&T RC Raceway, also on Facebook. And then there's also a Facebook group associated with it, B&T RC Raceway Racers Group. And it's B, and then the I think it's called an ampersand, the little and sign. And then letter B and then the letter T.
Okay.
Ampersand in the middle.
All right. And as far as your shop, you're open. What are your hours or days that you're open?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we're located on South Ferdinand Boulevard in the same building as the Glass Doctor, just north of the middle school that's got the tiger painted on the front of it.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you again for joining me today. I have really enjoyed hearing your story and just hearing all about RC racing. I now know more than I've ever known about RC racing. So I appreciate you so much. I hope our listeners have enjoyed it as well. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.